Hello, everyone. Welcome to Sean Hammer, episode 10. Today is just going to be basically just about White Dwarf number 359. I'll be going over a couple things with that, and I figured do another show, just throw one in. Like I said, I'm completely random with this. So let's go ahead with the review of White Dwarf 359. First, we have the new release section. Oh, for most of you, I'm going to rant at the end, so just give you a heads up. First, we have the Fortress of Redemption release. It will be out on November 28th. It's a beautiful, beautiful piece. I don't know how I really feel about the Dark Angel-type setting spire in the middle. It seems like it only really fits just Dark Angels, so I'm going to have to modify something. And depending on the price of this, I might get it. I might not. I do think it's beautiful, and I love 40K Train even more than Fantasy, so probably going to pick that up, but I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. Next, we have the Space Marine Megaforce, the Orc Megaforce, the Empire Brigade, and the Goblin Brigade. Yeah, they're just army boxes again. They're trying to put it out before Christmas. I'm not going to go too much on that. Next is the extension of the game board. I have this game board. I love it. I love it to pieces. I thought to myself when I was putting it together, well, it's got too many hill sections. I wish it had some flat pieces. Obviously, somebody thought the same thing, so they're releasing two of the flat sections is game board extensions, so your game board can be a 6x4, a 4x8, or a 4x4, all flat. It's pretty cool. The board's nice. For the price of the board, it should have came with the basing kit that I had to buy separately, but not going to bitch about that. I love the board, and I wouldn't... my wife helped me paint it. We had a great time painting it, basically putting a flock on and stuff. It looks really nice, and I'm happy with it. So, next is Army Figure Cases. In the White Dwarf here, we have the 40K Army Figure Case and also the Fantasy Army Case. The picture of the Fantasy Army Case looks pink. So I'm assuming it's just for High Elves or Slaanesh. Probably High Elves, but but that's that. It's probably supposed to be red. We have a Collector's Range, which I'm not going over because I could give a crap about collector stuff. I play the game, not collect the models. I do pick up random stuff that I like to paint, though. Black Library has some new releases. It's got the new Inquisitor series by Sandy Mitchell, another part to it. Innocence Proves Nothing. Sandy Mitchell is a pretty decent writer. I like a lot of his works. He's done some great fantasy pieces, but he's best known for his Sifis Kane novels. If anyone hasn't picked these up, they are fantastic. They take part... the books are based in three parts. It's got Sifis Kane's remarks, it's got the Inquisitor's remarks, and it's got the story, what's happening around. You'd enjoy them. Sifis Kane is those novels, but this is actually Innocence Proves Nothing. And the next book I'm going to put out, comes out this month, is by the best author in the world, and that would be Mr. Dan Abnett. The next book is his start of his next Gaunt's Ghost timeline called Blood Pact. This was supposed to be out in Games Day, but it got pushed aside, so I'm very much looking forward to this. Beastmen's we're going to hear more about next month. Chaos Rising. This will be the Dawn of War 2 expansion for the game. One day I might actually have to go over and review this, maybe, so people who don't play Dawn of War. But if you play 40K and you have a computer, you need to buy this game. I'm just going to say it right now. It's a brilliant game. Great play. I can't say enough. Flights of Fantasy does Fantasy Flight Games, does another fantastic box set of gaming. And this form is Warhammer Fantasy Roleplay. I got to touch the box and open the flap and see everything that came in it. Not handle it personally, but it's $99, and it looks like everything you could ever need to play Warhammer Fantasy. It's even got some like dungeon tokens, tiles that remind me of a Space Hulk. So if you're big into fantasy and you're big into role-playing, I suggest that be a pretty good investment if you're up for it. $100 is a little bit pricey, but hey, what do you do? This game ain't cheap, unfortunately. Next we have the year in review. It shows all the White Dwarf covers and little segments on each blah 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 blah. Why waste basically 5 pages of White Dwarf to basically promote your old issues of White Dwarf that 70% of the people already have? Of course, this is Christmas issue, so they're pushing gift cards and stuff. Next in the White Dwarf, we have Old War Stories, Goes On Fantasy, and also 40K campaigns that have been done in the past. I'm not going to bog this down. I'll probably cover campaigns individually for each game system later. So we'll go over collected articles like that in the future. Next one's pretty cool. I do have a game possibly playing the Planet Strike this weekend, so I'll be reviewing the Planet Strike rules. And not only will I be doing my first game of Planet Strike, the White Dwarf has a Look to the Skies. It's a pretty nice little article about Planet Strike, but what's even more, it's got new Planet Strike stratagems, which I'm probably gonna play one of those and see how it goes. Next, we got the Fortress of Redemption. It goes and gives you the little stats about it and stuff. Article, game of week. I'm not going to go over these. People can read themselves. And next is Blood and Sand. Lord of the Rings miniature game. I love Lord of the Rings. I like some of the models and stuff, but it's just not popular where I play right now, so I have no enthusiasm about this at all, and I think it's a... they could probably put on a mini magazine with Lord of the Rings like every 3 months, and people will still buy it, and they get just as much success and stop wasting 40K and fantasy space inside the White Dwarf, I think. And they really go through quite a bit. It's got the Standard Bearer articles. Jervis Johnson's done in this. It's got this guy, this new guy, John, whatever. Anyway, I didn't even read this. I just looked at the pictures. He's done some cute stuff. He said cute. But you did some Imperial Guard Skaven. They look pretty cool. And look forward to more next month. Alright, here comes one of my bitches. Crimson Fist, get a sprue pack. Now, in this pack, they get assault pack. I don't know if they can buy it independently. Command pack, shoulder pack, tank pack, and tactical pack. In these are embossed shoulder pads. If anyone tried putting together any type of Space Marines and putting those effing decals on the models, you know that they don't work so well. And you end up getting crinkled decals and it looks like crap. So the only way around this is to get an embossed shoulder pads. Which I think should come with the models that you buy. Like if I buy a Space Wolf army box, it should come with enough Space Wolf shoulder pads to cover. But anyway, that's my complaint. The helmets look cool. They got the little Imperial fist on the little fist logo on them. The backpacks got the little fist logo on them. I think most of all, I'm just a little bit jealous because I'm not playing Imperial Fist or Crimson Fist, so I can use these. So I'm a little upset with that. Next is Modeling Strongholds. It goes into modeling the Fortress of Redemption and also the Warhammer Empire Coaching Inn. I would say take your time, read these models if you're planning these articles if you plan on buying either of these models, because these are expensive pieces of terrain. They're really nice and they're really beautiful to see on the table. And plastic glue, I use testers plastic glue when I put stuff together, so it's not very forgiving if I F up. And if you're going to spend this much money on something, just read the articles. Take your time. Make sure you know. Place your things together. Make sure you got them all together. Because I'd hate to see someone screw up a really nice piece of scenery and get all upset because you thought you were supposed to put together part A before part B, and it's actually part J that went in. Next, we have the fort. This will be a scenario using the Fortress of Redemption. And using the game board that I talked about earlier. Nice to see. If I can use something for a Fortress of Redemption, this might be the scenario we play. I do not know yet. And of course, because with the new release of Skaven, we have the Skaven Masterclass. In this episode issue, they are putting together a Vermin Lord. Outside of the green stuff and putting a tail on the damn bastard, because there was no tail on the original Vermin Lord, the article is dry and boring. I will let you know, I paint models, and this was one of my earlier pieces I painted. I did not find it too difficult to paint this model, and it looked pretty good. I mean, this is back in the day when you look at your figures and say, oh yeah, I remember. I mean, I'd be playing games and someone would rip out figures I painted from like 15 years ago. And to me, 15 years ago, I was like, I can't believe the difference of how my figures look. But this Vermin Lord that I painted 15 years ago still looks pretty dang comparable to what I paint today. The articles, it can be done without. I guess it's okay for people who are new to painting and they want to know what to paint this Vermin Lord. I do appreciate the Masterclass articles. But the best part of this article is they have a light hue suggestion chart. And these will be for if you got light from like a candle or a glowing gem and how to radiate its light effect onto your model. And you know what? It's handy. I really like it. There was another article someone did not about a year or two ago that had headlights. And I tried that on a model and I was pretty impressed with it. And this of course, it shows you a little directional lighting showcase. And that's pretty much it for the White Dwarf. I'm going to go ahead and finish it up. And it's got the Academy Figure Assembly Priming and Safety. I don't know, $70 US. Store Finder, all the list of stores that carry the product. And next month, Tyranids. That'd be interesting, a 40K release. And we're going to look at some of the new Tyranid models, I'm sure. They're not going to go too in-depth with everything. But on the last page before next month, here comes my major bitch. White Dwarf is freaking expensive. I buy this for a couple reasons. I don't like the price. I hate the price. It started out $5 when I started buying it. You used to get free stuff. I know you guys have heard me say this before. You used to get free stuff. And, you know, even though they were cheap little cardboard buildings, or they were a little just here's a Bretonian and a Lizardman guy. The fact is, you were getting something for your money, and it was $5 for a White Dwarf. I mean, the pictures on the inside are beautiful pictures of people's armies and stuff, and they are. You cannot complain or bitch about the quality of the pages, the pictures receiving, some of the masterclass that you're getting help on, but you can complain to the fact that in every White Dwarf, you're not getting a 40K battle report. You're not getting a fantasy battle report. Now you're not getting, I mean, you might as well just give me a freaking Lord of Rings, because you slapped that in here and wasted up space as far as I'm concerned. I want a battle report from all three game systems. I want sample rules or expanded rules for each game system. Excuse me. I would like to see a little painting showcase for each of the game systems. Then, only then after that, I'll live with all the commercials you put in and the extended, oh, here it is, the Fortress of Redemption. For 3 months we've been looking at pictures on this. You know, and it's just like, get off the pot, people. I mean, I'm sick of seeing the battalion box pictures wasting up two pages. Why do we have that? I mean, and further in the issue, we have in-store Christmas thing. We got 1, 2, 3, 4 different one. Then on a previous page, we have 2 wasted pictures of the battle force. We have 3 pages of going over past White Dwarfs with like, what? Why? Why? It just says what's in each one and doesn't even give you a complete, honest to goodness what's in each White Dwarf. So it's totally useless. It's filler, unnecessary filler. You know, the story of 4 gamers, that's cool. The standard bearer, that's cool. The game of the week, it's interesting to see somebody go through this. But then again, we're just reusing same pictures that we've seen in the last 7 White Dwarfs. What else can I go off on this? I mean, you know, it's like, it just bugs me. It's just like, we're going to put together the Warhammer Inn, and that piece has been out for at least a year, and here the 40K piece is coming out, and, you know, that deserves an article, but where was the Warhammer Inn when it came in? 2 pages on the battlefield terrain, which is just nothing but a picture and 2 pages of stuff that they've featured already in basically every freaking White Dwarf. We're wasting pages with these store finders, birthday celebrations, the directories. I don't know. This magazine has the potential to be... Here's another page. I want to store Earn Yourself a Battalion or Battle Force. Didn't they give us, like, within last month, I think it was last month, a catalog with all the battalions and mega forces in it? Why? Well, anyone who buys White Dwarf is going to know. You know, print out that little catalog. Put it in a little display next to White Dwarf. You want one, take one. You know, but here's my big bitch. White Dwarf is worth $5. White Dwarf is not worth $9. I get it, because I'm addicted to it. I like to look at the models. I'm never really truly happy with it. One might surprise me and be a better episode than the other. I get it because, more religiously now, because I'm going over them on the air here, and hopefully this helps everyone, and unless you plan on buying the Fortress Redemption, or you have Crimson Fist, or you do like the desert-themed Lord of the Rings, this issue really isn't that great outside of the new stratagems for Planet Strike, if you need them. But this is my biggest bitch. You're paying $9 an issue. And they used to give you free models when you subscribed. But now, subscription only offers you the ability, the chance, to buy a special model that's only going to be here for the next year for subscribers only. They said they're going to end of the next year, the models will be destroyed and a new miniature will be created. Order yours today. $15 for a White Dwarf figure, which is fantastic looking figure. I was under the assumption that when I subscribed to White Dwarf, I was going to get this figure for free. I don't know why I ever would think that, because I just went to Games Day, and I paid $35 to get in Games Day for really nothing except for to meet the greatest author in the world, Dan Abnett. And for anyone who wishes to hear that interview, me and a buddy of mine, Jason Justice, we interviewed Dan Abnett, and that interview is available on www.themisscastpodcast.com. And that will be episode 9, we cover Games Day. And it was a beautiful interview with Dan Abnett. A little plug for that show, which is, unfortunately, it ended this week. He's going to keep everything up for a year. So if you'd like to listen to me, go to the Miscast Podcast. I'm in every episode up until 11 or 12. So I go over some army books with my buddy and stuff, and it's a good listen to. I also have a link on the site for the Miscast Podcast, so all you gotta do is click on the link. You can listen to the shows from there. But back to this. Subscribe to the White Dwarf at an ungodly price and get a figure for $15. You're getting nothing but the ability to buy this figure. And this figure, I'll be honest with you, I've seen it on freaking eBay. You know, you're going to pay like $5, $10 more. But if you're not going to buy every issue of White Dwarf, it's worth it if you have to have this figure. Why can't Games Workshop just stopping asses about shit? Sorry. And just, you know, go back to the fact that they created a game, a universe, a community based on... It's a really great game, people. Either or, I mean, most of everything Games Workshop has put out there is very playable and is very enjoyable. And just, why do they can't, it's like they don't support their fans. They don't support their customers. They say they do, but they don't. There is no, the grand tournaments are insane. Most of Games Workshop GTs are things like Ard Boys and stuff. They don't go to do the smaller ones. We have to look for indie, independent tournament scenes. They supply us with expensive models that everyone buys. They supply us with expensive magazine that most everyone buys. They don't give us the quality and the content that we deserve. And instead of saying, hey, you know, we value our subscribers, we want you to subscribe, because you know what? They're not giving away 40 or 50% of their profits by subscribing. You know, when it goes to your local hobby store or comic book store, you know, this $9 White Dwarf might cost them, you know, $6. Then they make $3 on it. Games Workshop is getting the complete value that they're putting out on the subscription, and they can't offer you an exclusive model for free for this subscription. I was like, come on, people. I can go get Entertainment Weekly for 56% off the cover price. I mean, you buy adult magazines, you get DVDs, or you get the PlayStation magazines, you get free demos. I mean, someone's got to take a stand and say, hey guys, just get a grip. The times are tough right now. This is like the toughest since my life, that things have been financially. I want to go out and buy everything. I do. But I can't, because the prices have gone up, and the stuff that I think is mandatory to have is so damn expensive and doesn't give you any value. So, I'm sorry. If this made no sense to you, I just got upset with this issue of White Dwarf. Just because, like I said, I was under the assumption that something was coming with a subscription. I ordered a subscription, and I got burnt by it. I'm not buying this damn model for $15. If anyone would like the model, I might consider it if, you know, doing something. I don't know, maybe it's a giveaway or something. But I'm sorry about that. And that's episode White Dwarf 359. I'm sorry about the complaining, but I do that sometimes, especially when I'm impassioned by something. And I hope that this was at least a little bit informative episode. I know it had nothing in it but me going through the White Dwarf, but sometimes, you know, I run out of ideas. I do things randomly. I pick this up. It's the earliest I ever got one. Usually it's a week or two behind, and I do remember I said this was a random podcast, so here you go. Next episode will be a 40K episode, so if you're a diehard fantasy fan and you don't wish to listen to anything 40K outside of maybe some news or events, I might go over a little bit of fantasy. But the rest is going to be a 40K episode, so until next time, just try to have fun. Don't get crazy on prices and content like I just did, but yeah, just have fun, play the game, and you know, I'll be seeing you around. All right, thanks for listening.